So we're in this area of elder accountability. How can elders be effective and accountable to one another in their responsibilities as an elder? We've mentioned having regular elders' meetings is essential. We've mentioned having elders' job descriptions and reviews is essential. The third thing I want to mention is reporting back. It's possible to have job descriptions and duties that are doled out to one another, but unless there's a clear expectation to report back, it's possible that nothing will get done. So in your regular meetings as elders, assign responsibilities, tasks, action items, with the expectation that within the next week before you meet again, they will report on it or they will do it. If someone in the church needs a phone call or a visit, delegate it right then and there, and then have the person report back. I promise you, if you do this, you will have an immediate increase in effectiveness among your eldership. So make reporting back a regular expectation, even if it needs to be explicit every time. You might even want to agree ahead of time and talk about this, that look, as an eldership, we want to be effective. We want to be good pastoral shepherds. And part of that is actually following through on things. So decide ahead of time that we're going to do this as an eldership. Again, it's back to this principle, if everyone is in charge for it, then no one is in charge for it. And again, we just encourage you to check out some of Alex's books, particularly the one on meetings that work, for some more practical suggestions on this. Number four, intentional fellowship. An eldership can really be a miserable place of mistrust and suspicion, or distrust and suspicion. It's possible, maybe you're in such a scenario, but it's possible to have a toxic eldership. Such a place is not conducive for accountability. If elders don't trust one another, then they naturally will pull away from one another. One way to counter this is to schedule intentional fellowship. Get meals together. We actually have heard of some elderships that have a meal together every week before their meeting. That is a phenomenal, practical way of maintaining fellowship. You know, you have a meal with someone and you're close to them. You trust them. So go golfing with one another. Go hunting. Go fishing. Go to conferences together. If you have ideas, by the way, on ways to increase accountability among elders, please write us and let us know. We'd love to learn those and share those things. Go camping as families. We've tried to plan this in our eldership, just time away as families together. We know everyone's so busy, but to prioritize this and plan it out a year ahead of time. When you're one-on-one, ask about their marriage, ask about their work, share prayer requests, be vulnerable with one another. You are a team, and Satan would love to destroy the unity and the peace that you have as an eldership. So be aware of that and be intentional about counteracting that. Sometimes it's wonderful when fellowship just happens among elders. There's a natural affinity, but other times it needs to be scheduled, where you need to go out of your way to schedule a meal, a coffee with another elder to build the bond together. You know, a certain kind of fellowship brings a certain kind of relationship, and a certain kind of relationship brings a certain kind of trust, and a certain kind of trust brings a certain kind of accountability. That's a healthy eldership. We really cannot afford to forfeit fellowship, which really leads to another point. Number five, elders' retreats. This should be mandatory for all elders. Focused time away together as elders in prayer and supplication, in planning, all before the Lord, reevaluating. For us, we in the last few years have done something like this. We've had a Friday night camp out at one of our elders' ranches, and it just was a time for us to get away. He has a little bit of land, and we, you know, had a nice meal together. We had some steaks, and we'll laugh together. We'll target shoot together, ride four-wheelers, have a fire. And then that night, we'll, you know, before we get into our sleeping bags and camp out, we'll we'll pray together. We'll share, you know, what's going on in our lives and just have a time. There's not a huge agenda, but just to share our hearts on how we're doing in this past year and pray for one another. It's a blessed time. It's a needed time. We've also had special elders retreats, which, you know, in the life cycle of our church have been around times where we've really needed the Lord's direction and guidance. Maybe it was a future church plant or bringing on more elders or some major decision where we wanted 2 or 3 days away where we're strategizing. The whiteboard is out. We're planning together. We're praying together. But we're spending all that time together and in intense, focused retreat. So there are different types of retreats, but these are important and you've got to plan them. You have to plan them, otherwise they won't happen. Number 6, lastly, intentional protection of one another. You know, a healthy eldership cares for one another, is concerned about one another. Remember when I came on as an elder at the church where I'm at now, the elders came and met with my wife, and it was actually very endearing. And they said, look, if your husband ever gets too busy, if he ever is too stressed out, we want you to know that if he's ever neglecting you or the kids, you come first, and we're for your marriage. We're for your family, and you come and tell us. You have an open door. Well, that kind of protection, that kind of, we could call it care fronting rather than confronting, is precious and wonderful. So you want to have an atmosphere and an attitude and an ethos in your eldership of caring for one another, concern for one another. If there's an elder who's stressed out with life or his wife is sick or his family is, you know, in a turmoil, to come along and say, you know what, we think that what's best for you is you take 6 months off, take a year off on a sabbatical. We want to care for your soul. We want to care for your life. And part of this care fronting would include prayer for one another. It's a good idea to have, break up the elders. And on Monday, you pray for this elder. On Tuesday, you pray for this elder. And you pray for their family. You pray for their businesses. You pray for their work. You pray for their children. But to have a prayerful, concerned, loving atmosphere, that is such a blessing. It is so much more difficult when you have a toxic eldership where you're suspicious of one another, where you're battling one another, and you just, you know, you have to muscle through that and do your best to honor the Lord and love one another. But to try to foster an eldership and an atmosphere where there's a concern, there's a love, and these are some practical ways to do that. Fellowshipping with one another, meals with one another, families camping out together. Things like this all help build community and build the kind of eldership that really fosters accountability and getting things done.